I thank you, Lord God, that your will be done tonight, Lord. I thank you for all those who came, Lord God, to hear your word and to pray, Father God, that we can come together and pray, Lord God, and seek your face, Lord God, and know that you hear us, Lord God, and you are answering all our prayers, Lord God, and causing them to come to pass, Father God, not just in our own lives, Lord, but in our loved ones, in our city, Lord God. We just give you all the glory and praise and honor, Father God. I just ask that you just bless everyone here, Lord God, tonight, Lord God. And I ask, Holy Spirit, that you touch each and every person where they need a touch, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. So we're ministers of the new. We're ministers of the new covenant. And in 2 Corinthians chapter 3, 7, I'm just going to start reading. It says, now if the ministry that brought death, which was engraved in letters on stone, which we know is the old law, came with glory so that the Israelites could not look steadily at the face of Moses because of its glory, transitory though it was, which means it wasn't permanent, will not the ministry of the Spirit be even more glorious? If the ministry that brought condemnation was glorious, which is the old law, that how much more glorious is the ministry that brings righteousness, which is the new covenant? For what was glorious has no glory now in comparison with the surpassing glory. And if what was transitory, which wasn't permanent, came with glory, how much greater is the glory of that which lasts, which is our new covenant in Christ? Therefore, since we have such a hope, we are very bold. We are not like Moses, who would put a veil over his face to prevent the Israelites from seeing the end of what was passing away. It was the end of the old covenant. His face was the glory was fading. It was a representation of what was going to happen. The old covenant was going to pass away. That old glory was going to pass away. We're now in the new. The new covenant and the new glory is on us. He would put a veil over his face to prevent the Israelites from seeing the end of what was passing away. But their minds were made dull, for to this very day the same veil remains when the old covenant is read. It has not been removed because only in Christ is it taken away. When Christ died on the cross, we know that the veil was torn, the curtain was torn, and now we don't have to have a veil over our face. I know the Israelites, there's still some that are believing in that same Mosaic law, but it's through Christ. Christ has set us free. Christ has given us that new covenant that we have in him. Even to this day, when Moses is read, the veil covers their hearts. But whenever anyone turns to the Lord, the veil is taken away. Now the Lord is the Spirit, and where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is freedom. And we all who with unveiled faces contemplate the Lord's glory are being transformed into his image with ever-increasing glory, which comes from the Lord, who is the Spirit. God is changing us from glory to glory. His Spirit is within us. The Spirit of the Lord is in us, working in us, changing us little by little from glory to glory, making us new, that we can stay in that covenant with God. We will always be in that covenant with God because we're not the condemnation. We're not under that judgment of condemnation anymore. Therefore, there is now no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus. But we will all be judged at the I can't think of what it is. I have it in my old notes that God was gonna that I was supposed to I thought I was supposed to read. The judgment seat of Christ. That's what it is. It's the judgment seat of Christ. We all will go before the judgment seat of Christ. And we all will be held accountable for what we do in this body. You know? So we need to make sure that the way we live is with godly morals and values. Because we will stand before God and give an account for how we lived our lives. What our motives were. What our different ways that we behave or treat people, or you know, are we faithful? Are we obedient? Do we have faithful obedience towards God? You know, are we pursuing the things that He has called us to pursue? You know, are we meeting the engagements with people that He puts before us? You know, all those things, He's examining us. He's going to examine us. So we need to be careful with that and make sure that we're doing everything. We're striving. We're striving to do our best, you know. And we all are at different levels. We all do different things. And God, Holy Spirit, thank God for Holy Spirit. He's there with us, and He's working in us to get us there. So in verse 13, it said that, okay, I'm going to go to 2 Corinthians 2, chapter 1, verse 21. It says, oh, I'm sorry, that's not right. 2 1, oh, I'm not there yet. Okay. 21. Now it is God who makes both us and you to stand firm in Christ. He anointed us. God has anointed all of us. He set His seal of ownership on us, and He put His Spirit in our hearts as a deposit, guaranteeing us what is to come. So we're all anointed. And I know that the Bible says that we're all anointed to preach. That's what Jesus said, I'm anointed to preach. So that we is what we're supposed to aim for, is to share and spread the gospel to whoever we come in contact with, to preach that word, the truth of the word, to those we come in contact with. And then in 2 Corinthians 2:14, it says, but thanks be to God, who always leads us as captives in Christ's triumphal procession and uses us to spread the aroma of the knowledge of Him everywhere. We're the aroma of God. I think it was Ashley that mentioned that last week about the senses and that. And it's like we are. People see that. People can see a difference in us. And so we're the aroma of God, and for we are to God the pleasing aroma of Christ among those who are being saved. So when people get saved, when we witness to people, it says here that we are to God the pleasing aroma of Christ among those who are being saved and those who are perishing. To the one, we are an aroma that brings death, because not everybody's going to receive Christ. And those who reject Him are going to be separated from God, you know. To the other, an aroma that brings life. So we are giving the life of Christ to people. And it's important that no matter what people do, we have the life of Christ in us, and we need to share that. No matter what people do, we have to share the life of Christ. Whether we're persecuted, look what happened to Stephen. He was stoned, but yet he still continued to speak the truth to his persecutors, to his killers. So we have to make sure that we are giving that life of Christ to those we come in contact with. And I feel that strongly. I really do. Every time I say that, I can just feel God. He is not done with them out there. He's not done, no matter what we see. His heart wants the lost to come to him. He wants to put life into them. Because he didn't make hell for them. He didn't make hell for us. He made that for the enemy, the Satan, and his kingdom. It's just that the lost are going to be thrown in there with them because they didn't follow Christ. So that should be our encouragement to open up our mouths and let the Spirit of the living God flow through us to those who are lost. Even in the store, I mean, I know I said this before, but I get encouraged listening to different ones on Wednesday night that come up here and share how they speak. They just can come out and speak and say things to strangers, and it's like, oof, that's great. I think that's great, and I will get there. I will get there. And you might think, I can stand up here and... It just is different. It is different, yeah. So I know these two do it because I've heard them talk about stories too. So even though Pastor gets up here too. So in 2 Corinthians 4:1-12, it says, "Therefore, since through God's mercy we have this ministry," that's our ministry. It's our ministry. We have different things we do, but our ministry is to share the word of God, the gospel of God. That's our ministry, our first ministry. We do not lose heart. Rather, we have renounced secret and shameful ways, and we do not use deception, nor do we distort the word of God. On the contrary, by setting forth the truth plainly, we commend ourselves to everyone's conscience in the sight of God. When we display Christ, it's on the conscience of everybody. It's before them. I love pastors' nuggets lately. It's been on the conscience, and they've been really speaking to me. But that's what people remember. That's what people will remember about you is because we see a lot of negative stuff, a lot of people doing some terrible things. But when we shine the light of Jesus, people will remember that.
Yes, they will.
The Holy Spirit will not let that leave that person. He will bring it to their remembrance. He will do everything in his power to draw someone out of the kingdom of darkness. And he uses us to do it.
Amen.
So even if the gospel is veiled, it's veiled to those who are perishing. The God of this age has blinded the minds of unbelievers so that they cannot see the light of the gospel that displays the glory of Christ, who is the image of God. For what we preach is not ourselves, but Jesus Christ as Lord, and ourselves as your servants for Jesus' sake. For God, who said, "Let light shine out of darkness," made his light shine in our hearts to give us the light of the knowledge of God's glory displayed in the face of Christ. So God's glory is being displayed through us. But we have this treasure in jars of clay, because we're just the vessels. We're human, made of dirt. But God has blessed us. He's anointed us, and he uses us. To show this awe-inspiring power is from God, and it's not from us. We're hard-pressed on every side, but not crushed. Why? Because the Spirit of the Lord is in us. We're perplexed, but not despaired. Why? Because the Spirit of the Lord is in us. We're struck down, but not destroyed. Why? Because the Spirit of the Lord is in us. We can carry out God's will no matter what we go through, because the Spirit of the Lord is in us, and he gives us the power and the might to do it. Because it's not by our might or power, but it's by his Spirit. We always carry around in our body the death of Jesus, so that the life of Jesus may also be revealed in our body. Everything we go through, I don't care what it is, everything we go through, God can take that to use it to teach us and for his glory. He will use it for his glory, because when we go through hardships, we get to share that with others to give them encouragement. So Christ, those are like, it's Christ dying in us, you know, through our hardships. The things in us are dying, you know, and we can learn from those things. For we who are alive, so that the life of Jesus may also be revealed in our bodies. So even though we're dying on the inside, we're becoming more alive in the good for God. For we all who are alive are always being given over to death for Jesus' sake. Whoa, hold on a minute here. I'm having a dizzy spell here.
Jesus' name, I bind and rebuke any evil and unclean spirit that's coming against her right now. We command you to loose her and let her go right now. Every infirmity leaves in Jesus' name right now.
Thank you, Jesus.
Right now.
Thank you, Jesus.
Healing flows from the top of her head to the bottom of her feet right now. Whatever it is right now. Blood pressure, be normal. Every part right now, be healed. Right now, in Jesus' name. Jesus.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Come on.
Jesus. Hallelujah. I'm good.
Good?
You're good.
Good.
All right.
Yep. Thank you. So it is written. Okay, hold on. Let me back up here. For we are who are alive are always being given over to death for Jesus' sake, so that his life may also be revealed in our mortal body. So then death is at work in us, but life is at work in you too. So it is written, I believed, therefore I have spoken. Since we have that same spirit of faith, we also believe and therefore speak, because we know that the one who raised the Lord Jesus from the dead will also raise us with Jesus and present us with himself.
Yes.
So our bodies will be resurrected.
Yes.
So hold on. I'm gonna share something that the Lord had about our bodies. One day we will be given new bodies just like Christ after the resurrection. Our bodies are not able to live forever, but one day when the last trumpet sounds, they will be changed or transformed into heavenly bodies that will inherit the kingdom of God. We will slip into our new bodies for all eternity. So that's our hope. That's our promise from God, that we will be resurrected and spend eternity with Christ for all eternity. So I'm going to end there. So.
Hallelujah.
Let's just pray.
Thank you.
Thank you, Jesus.